This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, my friends, to show number 21 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I'm going to be your security guard as we attempt to keep your well-being secure. All facts and reports are 100% true and genuine. So let's see if we can protect you from all the nasties in the world from this week's Mondo Bizarro.
Real bizarro news.
Almost one in three Britons think that if a woman jumps up and down, washes, or urinates immediately after sex, she can prevent pregnancy. It was one of a string of revelations in the survey carried out by the FPA, better known as the Family Planning Association, at the start of the Contraceptive Awareness Week. They revealed widespread confusion and misunderstanding about some of the basic facts, said the FPA, which has called for improved sex and relationship education in schools. Nevertheless, providing people with the information and skills they need to make positive choices about their health and lives is not considered a priority. The survey showed that about half of the 500 people questioned did not know that a woman's most fertile time is between 10 and 16 days before her next period. The poll also revealed that 89% of respondents were unaware that it is possible for sperm to live inside a woman's body for up to 7 days. Almost 25% incorrectly thought that the fluid a man produces before he ejaculates does not contain any sperm. Most blame their ignorance on a lack of sex education at school, with 18% of the 18 to 65-year-olds questions saying that they never had any such lessons. One in five pregnancies currently end in abortion, the FPA said. Unmarried couples in North Dakota will no longer be committing a sex crime after the state amended its law on living together out of wedlock, downgrading this to fraud. Under the new law, it would only be a misdemeanor crime to falsely claim to be married. Cohabitating couples who do not claim marriage would no longer be subject to a 30 days jail time and a $1,000 fine. A 28-year-old German has sworn off chocolate after finding a finger inside his whole nut chocolate bar. A police spokesman said the finger had been handed over to forensic experts for analysis. The identity of its former owner may be determined by fingerprinting. The finder, Hans Gruber, said, "I bit a piece off and it did not break off right away. When I looked, there was a tip of a finger with the fingernail pointing out the end. I was sick. I don't think I will ever be able to eat a chocolate bar again." A Serbian hospital has refused to hand a newborn baby back to its mother until she pays her hospital fees. The Macedonian mother gave birth in the Belgrade hospital 2 months ago, but her baby has been kept in the hospital ever since because she has not paid a 4,250 sterling bill, or about $8,000, for a 10-day stay in the hospital. She said she had no health insurance in Serbia and had no way of raising the money to pay the hospital fees. The mother has reportedly fallen ill with worry over the fate of her child and has lost 2 stones in weight. Cheese lovers can now watch cheddar cheese mature 24 hours a day on the internet. West Country Farmers set up the Cheddar Vision website featuring a 25-kilogram block of cheddar cheese, reports the ITN. Farmer Tom Calver said, "How many other cheeses do you know of on the internet that have their own webcam and a live feed to the internet? I don't think many do." The highlight of the day on www.cheddarvision.tv is at around 10 a.m. when the cheese at the Somerset Dairy is turned. "We've had about 47,000 hits on our website, so somebody must like it somewhere," Mr. Culver added. Marion Harris, who is in charge of the live webcam, said, "I think if this website actually gets people to think a little bit more about where cheese comes from and the process it gets through before it gets into the shops, then I guess it's a pretty good thing." The world's first personal submarines have been launched with a price tag of about 65,000 sterling pounds, or about $130,000. Dutch designers claim the subs will make owners feel like they are flying through the water. The one-seater version is 9 feet long, and the 11-foot model seats 2 people. Owners who really want to impress can get go-faster stripes and custom paint jobs. The tiny Sequester can dive to 50 meters and cruise beneath the waves at up to 4 knots using an electric-propelled thruster. It can stay underwater for 2.5 hours straight or 36 hours in the event of an emergency. The vessel's high-strength pressure hull allows the pilot to submerge in a totally dry cockpit and surface straight from the maximum depth without risk of decompression problems. It took the maker's U-boat work 3 years to perfect this subs. Never before has it been possible for the public to explore the underwater world with a one-atmosphere submarine. But budding Jacques Cousteau's will need to get an underwater pilot's license before they can get behind the wheel of this submarine. A psychic museum is closing its doors due to unforeseen circumstances. Astrologer Jonathan Kaner set up the New York Psychic Museum in the year 2003, but business hasn't been all that great. It's been less than expected, and so he has handed over the lease with the intention of making a return back in the year 2008. He said, "If you're asking me for predictions when exactly it will open again, it's hard to say. The museum was only seeing about 100 people a week through its doors during peak times, and when it reopens, I'd like to see that figure go up to about 100 per day." Mondo Bizarro note, we find it hard to believe he couldn't see this one coming.
Bizarro Holiday.
Here are your daily calendar events for February. On February 15th, it's National Gumdrop Day and Singles Awareness Day. On February 16th, it's Do a Grouch a Favor Day. On February 17th, it's Champion Crab Races Day and Random Acts of Kindness Day. It's time to be kind, people. On February 18th, it's National Battery Day. On February 19th, it's National Chocolate Mint Day. On February 20th, it's Hootie Hoo Day, Cherry Pie Day, and Love Your Pet Day. I mean, really, love your pet. February 21st, it's Card Reading Day. On the 22nd, it's Be Humble Day, Introduce a Girl to Engineering Day, Walk the Dog Day, Be Humble Day, National Chili Day, St. Lucia's Independence Day, and the International World Thinking Day.
Bizarro Facts.
The catfish has over 27,000 taste buds. That makes the catfish ranking number one for animals having the most taste buds. Dentists have recommended that a toothbrush be kept at least 6 feet away from a toilet to avoid airborne particles resulting from the toilet flush. Therefore, I keep my toothbrush now in the living room. Our eyes are always the same size from birth, but our nose and ears never stop growing. The winter of 1932 was so cold that Niagara Falls froze completely solid. The average number of people airborne over the United States at any given hour is 61,000 people. The flea can jump 350 times its body length. That is like a human jumping the length of a football field. Leonardo da Vinci invented scissors. The reason firehouses have circular stairways is from the days when engines were pulled by horses. The horses were stabled on the ground floor and figured out how to walk up straight staircases. Babies are born without kneecaps. They don't appear until the child reaches between 2 and 6 years of age. And speaking of babies, if the population of China walked past you in a single file, the line would never end because of the rate of their reproduction. A cockroach will live 9 days without its head before it starves to death. And speaking of losing your head, did you know that the praying mantis mate cannot copulate while its head is attached to its body? And speaking of sex, did you know that some lions mate over 50 times a day? The Bible does not say there were 3 wise men. It only says there were 3 gifts. Most cruise liners move only 6 inches for each gallon of diesel that it burns. In the USA, the state with the highest percentage of people who walk to work, believe it or not, is Alaska. The percentage of Africa that is wilderness is 28% compared to the percentage of North American wilderness, which is 38%. The average cost of raising a medium-sized dog to the age of 11 years is $6,400. And that's going to do it for show number 21 of Mondo Bizarro. We hope you'll come back next week and check out our next episode. Remember, in the meantime, keep those eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.